Welcome to Inside NUHA, presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. For more information about all MBSC programs, visit info@bodybyboyle.com. Today we are joined by senior forward Claire Casey. Claire scored the OT game winner over the number one LIU in the NUHA semifinal to send her team to the championship game this weekend. We'll delve into that in a second, but Claire, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So first we'll start off with some background questions. So you grew up in Wisconsin, kind of on the border between Wisconsin and Minnesota. Just how did you get into hockey? Was it any particular person or thing? So
obviously being from such big hockey states, that played a factor into it, but my dad mostly got me into hockey. He played D3 hockey for the University of Wisconsin Superior, so a pretty big hockey house that I grew up in. So my parents signed me up when I was kind of around 5. And I played for a year, then I took a little bit of a break, and I got back into it when I was 7. And I've pretty much been playing ever since that.
Awesome. And then you played 4 years of Minnesota high school hockey. Just what was that experience like, and what do you remember about those days?
Yeah, so obviously playing high school hockey in Minnesota is pretty fun with all the hype behind it. I started playing hockey, high school hockey at Duluth Marshall, a school near my house, and I played there for 2 years. And then my junior season, I ended up transferring down to Gentry Academy High School down in Venice Heights, Minnesota, to try and gain more exposure to play college hockey. And I actually went down there with a fellow NUHA goalie from Assumption, Chris Mudrack.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, there pretty much got to travel a lot more, which is probably my favorite part of it, especially coming from more up north part of Minnesota, Wisconsin. I didn't get to do that much.
Mm-hmm. And then you committed to Franklin Pierce. Kind of walk me through your recruitment process, and how do you think transferring to Gentry helped you in that process?
Transferring to Gentry helped me get some more resources and exposure, especially for more schools out east. My coach at Gentry helped me through the recruiting process by helping me email coaches and what to say and all that stuff. So I reached out to Coach Stockdale and expressed my interest in playing here. And when I was a junior, there was also a couple of senior girls on my team being recruited to some other NUHA schools. So the coaches were watching our games, and Coach Stockdale reached out to me, and we kind of arranged a visit. And when I came out here, I mean, I loved the campus and the size of the school and how small it was, and the views on campus, and it seemed like a pretty good fit. And I'm thankful to be here for 4 years, and it's been a great experience.
Awesome. And now we'll recap the semifinal game. So you guys are coming off a 4-3 overtime win over the number one LIU. Obviously a very intense matchup with lots of back and forth scoring. Just how fun was it playing in that game and knocking off the number one team?
Gosh, yeah, super fun game to play. I mean, you can't really beat a game like that, especially a comeback game and a OT thriller. I mean, I know for a lot of the returners, it was nice to redeem ourselves for last year's overtime loss. So I think that also added to the excitement for that OT win.
Absolutely. You mentioned it was the comeback win. You guys were down 3-1 late in the third period, and then sophomore Grace Shuck scored the second and third goal of the game. Just what was the message on the bench to remain calm and so you guys could be able to tie it up?
Yeah, I mean, we were all pretty calm and confident that we were still in the game. I mean, we've been in this situation before, especially last year. We were down twice in the last 2 minutes of the game against Sacred Heart and LIU. So especially for the returners, I think us being calm helped all of the underclassmen stay calm as well. And once Grace put in that second goal, I think we all knew we had a really good chance of winning, especially being able to score 6-on-5. And after that third goal, I think we all knew we were definitely going to win this game.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you scored the OT game winner. Just walk me through that goal, and what do you remember about that play?
Gosh, yeah. I mean, I remember Jenna driving the net, and she kind of started going behind the net, and I knew when she was going to do that, she was going to think of making that behind the net pass, and I just wanted to get the shot on net, and I got the rebound, and the puck ended up on the back of the net somehow, and then I hit it off the back of the net, and it went up the goalie's arm and kind of over her shoulder, so kind of a weird goal, but still pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. And then you're having a career year with 18 points on the season. You have 3 game winners. The other 2 came in big games as well. Your only non-conference win of the season against Dartmouth, and then the opening game of the Newhawk quarterfinals. Just what has been working so well for you offensively this season?
I mean, offensively for me, I feel like just getting pucks to the net and crashing the net to get those pretty goals. And we've also been able to really capitalize on 2-on-1s in those bigger games. And that's been pretty big in these playoff games.
Mm-hmm. And then the semifinal game featured great goaltending and defense on both sides, the top 2 teams in both those categories in the conference. LIU had only allowed 4 goals 1 other time since coming back for the second half, and they allowed a league best only 1 goal per game. They also came into the semifinal game on a 14-game win streak. So just what was working well for you guys offensively in a game where kind of all of the odds are stacked against you?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think our team thrives when we're perceived as the underdog, so that gave us a little motivation. And then we went into the LIU game knowing that this is going to have to be one of our better games of the season offensively. We're planning to have like a hard forecheck and putting pressure on their breakout. And that was definitely a big factor in our game and led to how we were able to score the first goal. Then also just getting bodies in front of the net to help screen the goalie and capitalize on the rebounds definitely helped us produce more offense.
Mm-hmm. And then up next, you guys will be facing off against Stonehill in the championship game. Just how are you guys feeling heading into that weekend?
I mean, I think we're all feeling really good about our 3-game runoff playoff run, and we're going to keep using that momentum to help us carry us through the championship game. I know a lot of us returners are excited to get back to the championship, and all the underclassmen are really excited to be able to play in their first.
Mm-hmm. You guys were 1-3 against Stonehill in the regular season, so just what kind of challenges did they pose to you, and what did you learn from those games that you'll carry into this weekend?
I mean, yeah, every team has their ups and downs as the season goes on, but we're going to try not to dwell on those games coming into this weekend, and we're going to come out hard. We are also 1-3 against both LIU and Sacred Heart. And both teams we've beaten the playoffs, so the past games aren't going to affect how we come into this game.
Absolutely. And then you mentioned that you'll be playing in your second championship game. What do you remember about that run from 2022?
Gosh. I mean, I remember we had a great second half of the season, and we were kind of on a win streak, so that helped a lot and kind of snowballed going into playoffs. And then also being able to host the Newhaw at home was pretty special. And being able to win at home was definitely a memory too. It was pretty special.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned you have a very young team, 18 underclassmen. Just what's your message to the younger girls heading into this weekend, playing in their first championship?
I mean, our main message to the younger girls is to stay fun. And stay competitive. We won the Newhaw in 2022 when I was a sophomore. So that team had a lot of underclassmen and was pretty young. And we all played big roles in the team. So I would tell the younger girls that the team that they are, like they are a big part of the team no matter how old you are. And we need everyone to step up and contribute in order to win this game.
Mm-hmm. And then you're part of your team's senior class. Just what are you going to remember most about this season, and how excited are you for one last game?
I mean, honestly, I'm going to remember this playoff run mostly in this season, being able to make it this far as an underdog and having the ability to end our careers with a Newhaw trophy and being able to make it to the NCAA tournament is very special, and I'm definitely going to remember that.
All right, and that wraps up this episode of Inside Neuha. Claire, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Well, welcome everyone to this week's edition of Inside Neuha, Inside New England Women's Hockey Alliance. Bernie Corbett, pleased to be joined this week. Once again, I am following the Stonehill team. Last week we had Grace Parker on, and this week we have Alexis Petford, a sophomore who has been hot offensively. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I don't think it could be any hotter than she is right now. Reminder once again that Inside New England Women's Hockey Alliance is sponsored by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. For all of his strength and conditioning programs, just go to bodybyboyle.com for more information. Alexis, welcome to the show. And again, great to have you with us. I'm sure very excited to be playing in the championship game. First time ever for Stonehill in the young history of the program. And an opportunity to play in the national tournament.
Definitely excited for the game this weekend.
You coming from distant Saskatchewan, from Saskatchewan to Easton, Massachusetts, not exactly the Twin Cities. I got to pronounce the name of your town. Is it Balogne?
It's Balgoni.
Balgoni. I'm sorry. Balgoni, Saskatchewan. Hadn't heard of that. I've been around hockey for a long time. Small town, I take it, or not really?
Yeah, really small town, about 2,500.
Okay, that's probably why I hadn't heard of it. So, But you grew up in Balgoni, Saskatchewan, played in Regina. Of course, I've heard of Regina, and played for a couple of different programs on the way up, the Rebels and the Ravens. Regina fairly close by, or did you have to travel a lot of miles to pursue your hockey career?
Regina's super close. It's about a 25-30 minute drive. Not bad. Went in for practice there every day and played in my town and in the surrounding towns until I was about 15. And then when I hit Bantam, I went in to play for the Ravens in Regina. And then for Rebels, I played underage my first year. So grade 9 through 12, I played for the U18 team.
Okay, so that would be like the equivalent of American high school, I know. And an opportunity, I know, a lot of times the beginning for the ladies is to be playing with the boys, and then it kind of splits off. Did you play with the boys for a time, or did you get with the girl competition with the girls early on?
Yeah, I played boys hockey until Bantam started. So that's when, body contact started checking. So that's when I switched to the Ravens and started playing girls.
Okay, and then with the Ravens program. And your numbers there, 4 years with the was it 4 years with the Rebels and 1 year with the Ravens? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I noticed there for 4 years with the Rebel program, 87 games and 123 points, so some big offensive numbers. And then a year with the Ravens, you had 72 points in just one season in 28 games. So the offensive side of the game, I guess, is, some have it, some don't in terms of goal-scoring ability. It's the one thing I talk to coaches all the time. You can't teach. You can get players bigger, stronger, faster, but it seems like you've always had an offensive ability there. You've always had that sniping ability, it would appear, Alexis.
Yeah, I definitely try to put the puck in the net as much as I can.
You know, until they change the rules of the game, that's good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And as far as the opportunity to come to the U.S., and to participate NCAA hockey Division I, brand new Division I program. How did that all come about as far as the chance to come and to play at Stonehill?
I had a little bit of a different recruiting journey, I guess, especially because I was recruited during that COVID time. So, I was playing for the Rebels, and I was talking to a couple of schools in the States, and then because we have to wait till that June 15th date to start talking to state schools.
Mm-hmm.
So then when that date hit, I started talking to a couple of schools, and then COVID ended up hitting a little bit later in time. So then I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. All those schools were kind of hey, all these students are getting offered, that extra fifth year. for the Beantown Classic for that showcase.
Okay.
And then when I came here, Tara came and watched me, asked me to come for a tour, stay for the tour here, and then she ended up coming actually to Saskatchewan to watch me try out for Team Fast. And then after Team Fast, she offered me a spot here, and obviously I accepted that, and yeah, so I've been here for the last 2 years now.
That's right, with Tara. So I'm familiar with Tara because I actually work on the men's side with Boston University, and I talked to Tara on a regular basis, so I knew that she had factor in there, and she had the good fortune to be able to recruit you to Stonehill. She had the opportunity to return to BU where she played and then coached under Brian DeRocha. So now you have a chance to play for Lee J and the Stonehill program. But I'm sure it's extra special for you and the girls that have come in here in the last couple of years. There's a real, I would say, a real pioneer spirit to it that you've really got something started here. It's got to be very special for you to take this program to places that it's never been before.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting, especially coming in as a sophomore for my second year and just a second year program too. There's been a lot of ups and downs for sure, but hopefully we stay on the up right now and win this game on Saturday.
Absolutely. You know, no matter what happens, you could go, you know, decades and hopefully you'll live a long, prosperous life. You can always say, hey, I was there when it started, and the opportunity to start a program is pretty special.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a ride for sure.
No doubt. And last year, for you, you talk about being an impact freshman. My goodness, 37 games last year, 28 goals. You tied for the NCAA record last year, the high mark in the NCAA with the 28 goals in the regular season and 47 points overall. And this year, with 33 points this year, and you were just named, congratulations, the first team, Neuha for the second year in a row. You're an all-star, Alexis.
Thank you.
No doubt. And with what you've done, I'm sure you're very happy as far as some other honors for your teammates that were named. You've got one of your, with Dyring Anderson, has now been named to the all-rookie team. So the recruiting has continued to really build this program in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome for Pusla to get that rookie of the year watch list kind of thing. So that's good. We always love seeing your other teammates' names up there.
And as far as your production this year, you've saved your best and the most productive for the second half of the season. January, you were player of the month, and I've really begun to accumulate the points, and we'll talk about the big goals that you've scored recently. Did you have an opportunity to get home, and did that maybe kind of recharge the battery for you to get going for the second half of the year?
Yeah, I went home. When I went home, I was bringing my bag back, and they ended up losing it for a bit.
So oh, jeez.
It was a bit stressful, but ended up getting it back a couple days later, so it was all good in the end. And then I stayed home for about a week, so good break, nice to see the family and friends at home, and then came back on December 27th. And then on my way back, my bag was lost again.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was definitely tough. But everything ended up working out again, and I got it back a couple days later. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. We won't mention the name of that airline, I'll tell you that. No way. Okay. Yeah, they went 2 for 2. That's not a good 2 for 2, Alexis. They lose your bag going and they lose your bag coming back. So there you go. Yeah, not good. But you got all your stuff back. Thank goodness for that. You didn't have to break in all new equipment and everything, you know?
Yeah, it was all good.
It was recovered. And you've enjoyed a great, you know, once again, great second half of the year. And this playoff run, really special. Quarterfinal round against Assumption, a couple of real tight games. First game, 3-2. Goal and assist for you, and you start the playoff run with the game winner.
Yeah, it was definitely an electric game, both of them. Like everyone always says, playoffs is a whole new season. You go in with seeds, but at the same time, everyone's playing to win that championship game.
And then, of course, game two, you followed it up. What do you do for an encore? Well, you went out and you got another game winner, and in game two was very impressive, 3-1 victory, and got the game-winning goal there. And I also noted, you got to talk about this aspect of it. Give us some insight about this aspect of it here. The game winner in that game. You scored on the backhand. The backhand is somewhat forgotten in hockey, but if you're a goal scorer, and you are, and that's a great weapon if you can go to the backhand in certain situations.
Yeah, definitely. I came down, got a pass from Sarah, and got a backhand pop shelf. So it was nice. Definitely nice to go up to one for sure.
No doubt. And give you an opportunity, I always like to talk about the situation when you've got someone who's done well on the forward line. What about your line mates? What can you tell us about the line mates and how you've functioned and the high level that you're playing at as a unit right now?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely had a lot of different line combinations throughout the season, but right now my line's definitely hot. My center is Paige Whaley, and the other wing is Bailey Feeney. We've definitely been connecting well on the ice recently, whether that's on draws. Paige is definitely hot. She's winning most of those. I think last game she was like 80% or something like that. So That's always huge to be winning in the dot. And then Bailey, we definitely connect on the wings, like whether that's a broad team in the O zone or slashing through the middle in the D zone. Those passes are always crucial to get out of your zone and get in the O zone. So. Yeah, we've been connecting well and putting the pucks in the net, and that's what we need right now.
And absolutely. You said Wally playing in the middle, and then Feeney's playing on the right side?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm on the right side, and Bailey's on the left.
Oh, okay, that's right, on the left side, I was going to say, because you'd be in a right shot, so you're natural playing on the right wing. And so been a great unit, and the way that you've worked together. And then the semifinal, again, on the road as a lower seed in the semifinal. And it's even a little bit more dramatic. You had a 3-2, 3-1, two tight games. This one happens to go to overtime. Take us through that overtime goal. You got a great pass from, I guess, not one of your line mates, but someone else that was able to feed it to you in the overtime, in the 3-on-3 overtime situation.
Yeah, it was crazy for sure. We went into that game, obviously, last year we lost in the semifinals to St. A's. So, we were definitely out for blood there, wanting to win that game for sure.
Yep.
And then going into overtime, it was actually 5-on-5 since it's in the playoffs, it's 5-on-5.
Right? Oh, that's right. Sure. For the playoffs, yep.
Yeah. So we went out for that period, and it was definitely a long period. We didn't score the overtime winner until, like, the five-minute mark. So it was actually a power play goal that we got. They had a too many men penalty.
Ooh. Okay.
I was out with my unit, and then my Bailey changed, actually. Bailey's on my power play unit, too, Bailey Feeney. She changed. Maddie Axel came out and just finished me on the other side and had a good shot, went in. So it was definitely electric. Yeah, good feeling to knock them out for sure, but even better feeling knowing that it's sending us to the finals.
Absolutely. And you'll draw Franklin Pierce coming up Franklin Pierce is, you know, sometimes in the, I always say, the long and winding college hockey season, it is such a long season, you might see somebody in the postseason that you haven't seen for months. In this case, Franklin Pierce, you played them in early December and had a split, and then have seen them, well, fairly recently. You saw them again in February, and were able to sweep them back in a couple of tight games. Your thoughts as you get ready for the challenge of trying to knock off Franklin Pierce now to get to that NCAA tournament?
Yeah, for sure. Well, like I said before, the playoffs is a whole different season. Everyone's looking for that win on Saturday, and I think we can't really take them lightly. Like you said, we split with them earlier in the season, so they beat us in the past before, but the last two times we played them, we came up with the win, so hopefully that's the same thing on Saturday, but like I said, we definitely can't be taking them lightly.
No doubt about it. I'm sure you won't. I can tell it from from the inflection in your voice, Alexis. You're ready to go now.
Yeah, I'm ready. Send me to Saturday.
Get to Saturday, absolutely. Well, great challenge there. And again, great opportunity for you and your teammates. And again, something special. You've been part of the building of this program right from the beginning, and that would be tremendous. You've already 20 wins this year overall, and to get to the national tournament just the second year would be quite an accomplishment. And wishing you all the best. Please say hello to Grace, my guest last week, and getting to know the Stonehill team very well, and all the best to Lee J and your team there as you get ready for this championship game, Alexis.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me on.
Alexis Pedford, sophomore forward, named All-Newha for the second year in a row, out of Bogoni, Saskatchewan, our guest here this week on Inside Newha, presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. For all of his programs, Mike Boyle, go to bodybyboyle.com.